Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Well, I'm Dave. I'm not sure where Steve's at right now. Gotta love the technical difficulties. Oh, I guess we'll get this figured out. There he is. here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Pilot error again. You know, I was all set to go and potted down right at the last minute and forgot to pod back up. And so, yes, sorry about that, Dave. Thank you for being there again.
no problem.
Yeah. Okay, buddy, I interrupted you, so what's going on here?
I was just filling a little dead air there, trying to get you queued up. Not a whole lot going on. Another beautiful day here. Just glad all the rain is done. Just kind of marveling at all the absolute insanity out there in the world. Oh, good grief. It just keeps getting thicker and thicker.
Yeah, it really does. And there's a lot of it going on, of course. You know, we talked yesterday a little bit about Putin pulling out of Syria. Friends, I don't think he's pulling out. I think he's just taking a defensive move. It's like when you play chess and you move your knights out, you take a couple pawns and then move back, you know. I mean, it's yep. Like Syria isn't very far from Russia, friends. As a matter of fact, they still have their bases there. So, you know, that situation, I think Putin is just waiting to see. You know, he's going to say, all right, let's see how this ceasefire works. Let's see how this round plays out. And he'll be there if necessary. But, you know, it's kind of cool because we are working with some new technology here and on our show. And Dave's got it hooked up and I'm kind of halfway in there. And so sometimes, you know, it was a little strange yesterday because it was different than what I was used to. And it's better sounding, of course, and appreciate that, Dave, but it just, takes a little getting used to. And I'm glad that you've been tinkering with this. I'm sure it's a lot better on your end. And I'm still kind of on the Skype situation here, but, it's greater, a lot better on your side.
Yeah, for now, hopefully you'll have some time Wednesday night to participate with us in our amateur radio event, because I kind of have some plans for that, and that'll be kind of interesting. And if we do get to do that, we'll air a little clip of it Thursday.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Wednesday nights are sometimes complex for me, but, you know, every time I plan on something, it all revolves around what my daughter wants to do with this youth group thing that she goes to. So, you know, when I'm planning on doing something because she is going to be gone, she decides to stay, or she decides that I have to pick up five friends on all different sides of the town, you know, and then drop them off.
Steve's taxi service. I see how it is.
Yeah, it's, I mean, she's, you know, she's getting close to the age where she'll be driving, and I'm almost glad that I'm still doing it right now because, you know, I can't wait for that, right? But anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So I do appreciate you being with us, and we've kind of missed you, of course. It's good to have you along, Dave. And, you know, I hate to get into the whole story of things today, but today is the 15th March. And, it's going to be another election, a big election for the primaries again tonight. And if you're out there in one of the states, Florida and Ohio in particular, or some of these others, get out and just cast your ballot, friends. Like, you'll feel like you're important. You don't have to support any of the mainstream candidates. Vote for somebody else. Just weigh in if necessary.
He's nuts. 2016. Yeah,
write them in. Yeah, there you go. Or, years ago I voted for, in 2000, I didn't want to vote for George W. Bush, the junior Bush, because I thought, well, he may be a good old boy and maybe we need to turn things around. I'm certainly not going to vote for Gore, but I would like to vote for a third party candidate just to try to strengthen some alternative points of view between this left-right duodenum, if you like. That's, it's treasonous to us. So I voted for, I think it was Pat Buchanan, not that I'm a Pat Buchanan fan, but at least he was somebody different. And then, of course, I couldn't decide on who to vote for in 2008. I wouldn't definitely vote for Obama. I knew he was going to be meet the new boss, same as the old boss. As a matter of fact, I worked a job with a guy who was a big WHO fan, a Democrat. This guy was the president of the student body of the university I went to. And here we are working on this dumb part-time job together, right? And so we got to be pretty good friends. And I didn't really know him all that well at the time when I was in school, but we got to know each other. Very strong Democratic kind of guy. And I was telling him that you are going to be voting for a new boss that is going to be the same as the old boss. And I showed him all the lineup of banksters behind Obama, Well, he wouldn't believe me, of course. And this is the kind of guy that went to all these WHO concerts. He met Pete Townsend and all these people like that. And I'm saying, do you think they really wrote that song as a cynical, statement about what was going on with the elections in 1972? Because I remember when that song came out right before the elections with Richard Nixon, when we met the new boss, same as the old boss. They reelected him that year. That's how old that song is, friends. But, I couldn't get through to him. And, obviously that year in 2008, I think I voted for whoever. It was Ron Paul endorsed, Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin in the Constitution Party. So I voted for him in 2008. Could not stand Mitt Romney. I'm proud to say that, right?
Quit Romney.
Yeah. And I voted for, who was it? Oh, I voted for Gary Johnson, who was a Republican.
That's who I voted for as well. Yeah. He did pretty good when he was governor of New Mexico.
Yeah, he did. He fixed the whole state up quite a bit and did a lot of good things and got the financial situation straightened out for a crazy guy like Gary Johnson, right? And, but anyhow, the point is that, friends, I know you may be cynical of the situation, but I still encourage people to get involved because this is a critical moment. I don't think this election is like the last ones I've seen. I don't believe any two elections are exactly alike. A lot of them are very similar, of course, but, I will get into that some other time, I suppose. But how about Sheriff Clark? This is an interesting guy. The Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark, he's a black man, warned Monday that free speech is under assault from totalitarians in the U.S., ironically calling themselves protesters. And so, there's nothing wrong with protesting, friends, but, it's amazing when you see that there are political parties that are out there agitating all kinds of violence in these things, and then they're turning around and trying to blame the Trump campaign for the cause.
Well, what's going on with that, Steve, is they're picking these people off of Craigslist and, casting services, finding crisis actors to go in there and do this stuff. The guy that got up on stage with Trump and all that stuff and that big whole deal comes out, he's a paid actor. They are doing this stuff on purpose. We're going to have so much fraud in this election, it's not funny. The reason it's so important for us to get out and have our voices heard is to really cement the fact that our voices aren't counting. We've got to make sure that the people get adequately pissed off about this, because if overwhelming numbers of people come out and vote for, say, Trump, for example, and they, try to stick in, Rubio or somebody else, or everybody comes out and tries to vote for Sanders, and then they put Hillary in there anyway, that's just going to really drive home to the people that there is so much election fraud out there that something needs to be done about it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing, Now we have a story from Fox News that the KKK Grand Dragon is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president.
Yeah, when I heard that, I thought they were joking.
Yeah, I suppose she could be kissing Robert Byrd, you know, or somebody else. But now, yeah, remember the Democratic Party really was the party of the Klan, friends, and they used to lynch white Republicans as well as blacks at that time. But, you know, this is pretty interesting. The California chapter, the guy's name is Will Quigg, the Grand Dragon of the KKK's California chapter, said during an interview with the Telegraph, "We want Hillary Clinton to win." Can you imagine that? And there's a... Now, I mean, what kinds of attacks are going to come against her, I would think, because of her association? Maybe they should ask her 50 times on the news media, do you disavow the Klan? Do you disavow the Klan? Here we have you kissing Robert Byrd, who was in the Klan for many years, the longest senator ever to serve in the U.S. Senate. And, you know, all these other people. How many times are they going to ask her that question, I want to know?
Here's a funny for you, Steve. I was watching a little clip of national news last night, and they were showing the Trump rally, and there was a sign that was being held up in front of the camera, broadcast in front of everyone, that said, "Hillary doesn't suck. Just ask Bill."
Oh boy, yeah, that would be true, and maybe that's the reason why Bill was so demented and she covered for him. I don't know, but
maybe.
They were a couple, and you remember the death of Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown, Dave. Another one of those names in the long list of people who died around the Clintons. And of course, he was at one time head of the DNC, got into trouble, of course, and kind of shuffled around through the cabinet and ended up there. And he made statements to the effect of, "If I go down, I'm not going down alone." You know, and that's true. He went down on an airplane with other people on it, you know, and they examined his skull. You can actually look at this up on the internet, and it looks like he was shot with a .45 before the plane crashed, just to make sure he didn't get out alive. And the whole thing was very, very strange too. You know, the whole,
like a plane crash wasn't going to do it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there was actually one stewardess that almost, or a flight attendant that almost made it through that. And I think they killed her later on too. But I mean, it was very, very strange, the whole situation. Of course, you know, Vince Foster, the whole Clinton, you know, crypt of skeletons in the closet here is it's just astounding. And you know, it's amazing that some of these cops can start raising fusses about, people who are starting riots. Evidently it's some of these, you know, like you say, these Craigslist actors and all these people who are taking money to become a political clown. You know, I mean, it's amazing that they come after him for these little incidents that have nothing to do really with the campaign. It's usually somebody there. You know what I mean? And they can let criminals like this keep going on and on and on in our government. I mean, it's absolutely astounding.
Isn't that a prerequisite these days?
Yeah, I think it is a prerequisite. And, you know, so, I mean, it's just absolutely astounding that you can have people like the Clintons still in power. I mean, it would be bad enough if they could walk the street free, much less be running for president. I don't get it, man. And I know a lot of people have voted for Bernie Sanders. And, you know, I'm not a big Sanders fan, but at least, you know, he's putting on some heat on her, and he at least is somebody different. I don't understand why the Democrats couldn't come up with a good candidate this year. I mean, I liked Dennis Kucinich many years ago, but they gerrymandered him right out of his office. You know, he wasn't...
Well, there's a real good reason that they're not a good Democratic candidate out there, because anybody decent would trounce Hillary. Nobody wants her. Everybody hates her. So they got to put, you know, somebody up there that she can beat, and that's why there's not this big field. Normally, when you have the end of the 8-year term and the incumbents out of there, both parties have a lot of candidates out there. And what we're seeing this year is more like, you know, a midterm election year where, you know, we've already had an incumbent president in there, and we only have, you know, some people, you know, in the Democratic race, not like the GOP race. It was like, what, you know, 15 of them at one point.
Yeah, right. There's a heck of a lot of them. You know, they've all bowed out, you know, including Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, you know, so many others, Mike Huckabee. Yeah, there's been a lot of selection there. I wish we had three parties to choose from. That would make it a little bit more interesting. You know, Ross Perot did make an effect on the election in 1992, friends. He got almost 20% of the vote. Keep in mind that Bill Clinton won the presidency with only 43% of the vote. And I think the other, 39 or something like that went to George H. Walker Bush, the first, you know, Bush 41.
If they hadn't have pulled that stunt where they pulled him out for a little while, like he's quitting, and then try to stick him back in there, because they lost a lot of momentum with that. Everybody quit taking him seriously after that. If he would have stayed the course, like what Trump is doing right now, he might have won.
Yeah, he was really picking up a lot, and I kind of liked him for a while there too, but then he was, well, I'm out, you know, but I'm back in, you know, and now I want y'all to remember that I'm still in this race, even though the CIA is, I think they were threatening him, you know what I mean? I do think they were.
I don't doubt it.
But, yeah, of course, you know, I was not, looking back over history, I don't know that, Ross Perot would have been the best candidate we could have had. He was very much involved in his electronic data services company, which is kind of tied in with the rest of the whole system. But, you know, he would have been at least, somebody different and somebody they couldn't control. And that's what they don't want, is somebody they can't control. And that's what they've got right now. And they're trying to force us to accept that. Now, recent news, of course, from the party, and I don't know how much we should accept any of this, the Republican Party, that is that they're even talking about right now, what they want to do, Dave, is they think they're going to change the rules so they don't have any binding delegates as they go into the convention. No binding delegates. Oh, it was interesting to hear what the people said, but we don't care. We're going to do what we want. We're not going to have any pledged delegates on the first ballot, which is, you know, what they're supposed to do. We're just going to change the rules here. I would say, based on what happened in Colorado, that's a very, very bad idea. Because if the people feel like you have gone over their head, they will be mad as hell about it. I mean, that's the best way to divide the party and probably lose a good number of U.S. congressmen in the Republican office right now, and also senators, maybe even gubernatorial races. I mean, it's a horrible thing to think about doing, friends. I mean, if you try to take the power out of the people after all this mess we're going through, they're going to decide that they're going to do something different and not listen to the people. Oh man, Dave, I think you know, we were talking with Bev Harris. The phone lines were just burning with people who were angry, both the Republicans and the Democrats, during the primaries here in Colorado because of what had happened there, the way the whole primary went down. Bernie Sanders won very big in Colorado. I think he got about 58% of the vote. And there were a lot of people who were lined up for hours and could not get into the polls because it was all jammed up in the Democratic races. And it wasn't because they had a lot of Democrats, friends. It's just because there were a lot of people who wanted to vote, and oddly enough, they couldn't get in. So my thinking is that, you know, we're looking at a situation here where, you know, we have a problem with these parties wanting to run their own agenda, and people are fed up with it. And if they try that, if the Republicans try to break loose of the pledges, I'd say, well, that there goes Donald Trump's pledge to stay with the party. If they won't keep their pledge, I say he shouldn't keep his either. He should just split it and go on out the door. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to collapse. One of the most stupid things I've ever heard the Republicans suggest at this point is to try to split the party by going around the people's choice. Oh my God. Anyway, that's one point of view.
Yeah, that would be the end of the Republican Party. It would be game over, end of the list, because they wouldn't ever get anybody else wanting to go along with it. It's already kind of teetering on the brink as it is. We'll see what happens through all of this through till November, if we even get there. And what comes out of the wash, I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to make anybody happy. We're already, you know, with an anger level, you know, bordering on revolutionary, and it's not going to take a whole lot else. And these people with their provocateurs are sitting there trying to amp up the violence right now. Oh yeah, just wait until we have a real reason to be pissed off.
Yep. Yeah, I know that's the case. And of course, now there's all these stories. You know, you saw this one on Fox News, you know, with Michelle Fields, who has left Breitbart after she claims that she was roughed up there on the platform with the candidate. And of course, you look at the video and it's not really that big of a deal. You know, I many years ago, I was training students at a broadcast school, Dave, and we got a permit. I called the Secret Service, and we got a permit to go out during the Reagan rally at Stapleton and videotape Ronald Reagan speaking to a lot of people out there on the tarmac. And we went out there, and we were kind of walking around, and I was just sort of looking. We were probably about 30, 40 yards at least from the platform where everybody was up there. And I was just kind of walking along, not in the aisle or anything like that, I thought, right? All of a sudden, I get kind of like a hard tap on my left shoulder, and this hand comes across and basically flat palm swatted me out of the way, you know? And it's two Secret Service guys, you know what I mean? It's like they were behind me. I wasn't in their way, but they just bumped me right out, you know what I mean? And it was no big deal. They didn't say sorry. All I saw was the back of their coats as they walked on, you know? It's tough out there. You got to watch it when you go to these rallies. Anyhow, maybe some more of that after back after the break. How's that sound, Dave? Stay tuned sounds to good. Lights. Stay tuned to Lightspeed. Be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you tired of brown rust stains in your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hey, welcome back. This time I think I'm on the air and talking to you clearly this time. And, you know, friends, it's just new technology we're working with, and it's really coming along good. And we're going to give you a sample, some stuff. Hopefully we can do that on Wednesday night and then let you listen to amateur radio. Right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing it from 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time till, it could be as late as midnight. So you're kind of flexible on when you show up there, Steve. There's no pressure on that one.
That's good. Yeah, I'll try to drop in. That's for sure. I'll probably get a little time drop in on you because, I won't be watching The Voice on television, which my wife likes, you know. Actually, it's kind of good sometimes, but I'm in here on the internet and, you know, it's friends. I can tell you this political stuff is hard on people. It really is, but it's important that you get involved, especially if you're in the States with the primaries right now. Make your voice known and make sure that these parties hear you, regardless of who you vote for. You know, take part in it just because, you know, I know a lot of people think it's better just to neglect it and I don't blame you for being disappointed and, meet the new boss is always the same boss. Maybe not. I mean, I can't tell you for sure. Is Trump possibly, a sham? Is he really like what happened in Argentina many years ago when they were having all these downfalls financially and this businessman who everybody trusted stepped up to get elected and it turned out he turned on him as well? You know, I don't know. That could happen. I don't want to scare you, but I'm saying that, you know, my thinking is with as much opposition from the elite and the establishment and the way they're going at it, this would be one heck of a psyop to pull off. You'd have to have a lot of people working on this to try to dissuade people in this situation. And we were still talking about the Federal Reserve, what's been happening. You know, as bad as Congress has been, friends, in 2008 we passed H.R. 1207, and that passed the House and went to the Senate, got tabled there. I remember Dennis Kucinich, who I talked about earlier, Dave, waited until vote 218 came up to join and endorse that bill with Ron Paul. And the reason why he waited until 218 was because that was the critical vote right there. Because he had his own bill. He was trying to pass his own bill to audit the Fed or do something about, you know, checking up on these banksters. I mean, I can't believe that we allow all of this to go on in the dark. I mean, my God, it's like giving your bank account to some, you know, drug dealer on the corner. You know, and say, well, just do what you want. There's some credit cards in there too. You know, just use my credit to get whatever you want. I mean, that's what our national government is doing. And they passed that bill. It got tabled in the Senate. Came back another form of it. Came back later. Same thing tabled in the Senate. Finally, this last bill that went through, and even Bernie Sanders voted for it. But there were 43 Democrats who held out. Also, Ted Cruz just happened to miss the vote. Interesting.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah. So, I mean, not that auditing the Fed is going to be beginning of a brand new Yellow Brick Road world for us, friends. But the point is simply this, that it does tell the Federal Reserve that we want to take a look at what's really going on with the books. $19 trillion in debt. I would think maybe we ought to take a close look at what's happening here. It's hard to believe. Anyhow, this is a big part of all of that. You know, the Federal Reserve is very big. We know by now that the Goldman Sachs banks, well, according to Snowden and others, you know, their candidate is Hillary Clinton. And we know that that's a big part of all of that. Other stories, of course, about, you know, the cashless society that we've been looking at for a long time. And even Thomas DiLorenzo, my old buddy. I like to have him on the air sometime because he and I disagree on some things. But even he's writing articles now on are we headed towards a cashless society? Well, I think so, Thomas. Yeah, we talked about coins yesterday, didn't we, Dave? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could use coins, like not $1 coins, friends. How about $50 silver rounds? How about $50 silver rounds for a change? You go in, you want to buy some gas, plop that round down there, you know? And buy $50 worth of gas, and you can hear it ring. It's so pure, you know. I mean, but yeah. You know,
well, a few years ago they were talking about making a few $1 trillion coins, just because they could, I guess. And I don't know whatever came of that. Back to what you were saying about, you know, Trump. We remember all the things Obama was saying, all the right things in 2008, hope and change and transparency and all of that. He got elected and turned around and went 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And we are understandably paranoid about Trump doing the same thing. But you have a very good point with the opposition. There's a lot of it out there. All the elites are panicking and they're doing some dirty stuff. So figure that one out.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's very hard to basically try to surmise that there's that many people involved in the PSYOP here. Could be, but I kind of doubt it. All right, got another break and then we'll come back for the long segment and some calls. Stay tuned, friends.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better elimination. Go to GetSquattyPotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to GetSquattyPotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not in endorsements.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Long segment here, Dave. And, well, if you got a comment or two, let's get to that. And unless you don't, we'll get on to the calls. What do you think?
Let's get on to the calls there, Steve.
Okay, Francis from North Carolina, from Mayberry Land. Francis, are you there?
Hello, fellas.
Hi.
It's far from being Mayberry, believe me.
Is it? You know, Mayberry is no longer there, right? There never was a Mayberry, right?
Well, considering where it came from in California, you got it.
Yeah. Anyhow, I didn't mean to interrupt you because you probably have something very important to say, and please speak on.
Well, that depends on how important it is, but it's more of a, okay, here goes. One, I will be so glad when this whole political BS is over with. Reason being is several. One, I am fed up with the stupid elective calls that call up your answering machine or answering service or whatever, and just ring a number and don't leave a message. That's one thing. Even as far away as, I think, what last one I had was from Alaska. Go figure that one out. The other aspect as far as so-called faux news or Fox News or whatever that isn't news.
Right.
You know, the gals that they have on there really should just be wearing pasties and a G-string and that's it. Because, quite frankly, they look like just simple info sluts, and that's all there is to it. It is absurd. I mean, they're sitting there dressed in streetwalker teddy bears, you know, teddy garments or whatever, two straddling on each side of one young man. Now, either that's a young man's wet dream, or the guy is probably gay.
Well, I can tell you right now, having worked on the other side of the phosphorus screen, looked in the big one-eyed, red-eyed, red-dotted light-on monster, that they pick these women because they're attractive, and they didn't pick me because I wasn't. they wanted me in sports. You know, that's where I belonged. And yeah, no, it's they're spokesmodels. Let's face it. I left that a long, long time ago. And
yeah, I mean, they do not espouse any sort of intellectual news that is noteworthy or whatever, and they're basically eye candy. I mean, if men really are going to be depraved enough, then go get what they call a skin flick film or whatever and watch it at home, I guess if you're single, and you can have fun at home and get over it real quick. But as far as broadcasting that kind of thing, it's like, I don't even watch the news on TV because, for one, it's not worth it. It's like maybe 1% of the information on the boob tube worthwhile. And that might be the weather, if it's not been geoengineered to start with, but the rest of it's garbage. So the TV sits there with a dust cover over it until my other half gets home. And it's like, well, dear, you didn't waste long on taking that dust cover off the TV real quick to see what's on there and then flip through the menu to see what's going to be on or whatever. I'm like, oh, please, don't waste my time with this garbage. So I'll just be glad when the election crap is over with because it's not worth it. Besides, the puppet's already been picked, you know, as far as the puppet in charge is concerned, and the vote is a joke, and even though my other half's going out to vote, I may be picketing it or boycotting it or whatever the case is. Because, for one, none of the people they have up there, what are they going to do for me? What are they going to do for you? Absolutely nothing. Period. Case closed.
Well,
they're only there to build up their retirement account, and that's it. And then they're going to be hauling boogie.
You don't think there's a difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Maybe they're sex. Unless one of them decided to change sex afterwards.
Well, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I think this is an election that's a little different than most of them. I think the election between Mitt Romney and Obama was pretty much the same people. Obviously.
Now, the only thing that might be interesting is the fact that both of them like women. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's another question we have to ask.
Well, you opened the can there, my dear. I didn't, so I'm just simply relaying. But, as I understand it, she was supposed to have visited somewhere here in North Carolina. I'm like, Lord, now we got another hussy in the state now.
Yeah,
so,
it's a lot of them.
Go figure. But, no, the so-called power elite, they already had their puppet for the White House. Now they just want to get people to go out and vote for who they think was the best actor during this whole shebang of a election campaigning crap and all this stuff. So they want to see how what the people think or were their was the best actor for it. They put on the best show. So it took me at least a couple of months to finally figure that out. After so many years of seeing this garbage being repeated like a being repeated like a supermodel that regurgitates after every blooming meal to keep her figure a certain way.
Well, there's a lot of people with a lot of money to be made, that's for sure. And I can tell a lot of people paid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Francis. Appreciate
it. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can get to Regina in FEMA Region 3. FEMA Region 3. Where is FEMA Region 3, Regina?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment. You mentioned that, about Trump being not controlled, but I'm going to tell you something. The man is controlled, and I'll tell you why you should know he's controlled. He's being audited by IRS. Anybody who's being audited by IRS is under control. You might be a billionaire, but they can put you into such a stranglehold you won't even be able to spend a dime of your own money. And any time, that Romney said that there was something to watch out for, they might know. But you don't know what kind of deals might be made behind the scenes. So until they get a free and clear voucher from IRS, he's under control. Okay? That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, that's a pretty good point. There are the IRS issues there, of course, and we know the IRS has been used to target certain individuals in this last administration. That's a real serious problem. The IRS that's one of the biggest problems we have right now in the country today, and how we're going to change or obliterate or put this system back in line. Dave, what do you think of the IRS?
Oh, they've been weaponizing them for some time. That was one of the things Nixon did. And Regina's got a good point, because they can certainly bring a lot of pressure to bear. I don't know how all this is going to end up, but I'm sure they're going to try every dirty trick in the book. And the IRS is a private corporation based in Puerto Rico and is basically the strong-arm collection agency for another private corporation known as the Federal Reserve, which is plunged us into economic ruin. All of that stuff is not necessary. This country prospered before all that crap was inflicted on us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about the IRS today, and I was thinking that even a rocket science cannot figure out the tax. A rocket scientist cannot figure out the tax forms, and you know why? Because there isn't anything there that you can nail down that's solid. I mean, the whole situation is so movable and explainable depending upon, how these cases go in many of these situations, that there are so many vague and nefarious loopholes that these guys use. And friends, I mean, this is really, in my opinion, it is nothing more than some system that has actually become a tool for people with a lot of money to jump through various hoops to get out of paying a lot of tax. And as you said before, Dave, that money doesn't stay. A lot of the money from the IRS doesn't stay in the U.S. If you think it does, you'd be surprised. A good portion of it does go to the federal, funneled through the Puerto Rico into the IMF and the Federal Reserve around the world. So that's not actually money that we're seeing spent here in the United States to a large extent at all. And you can look that up and check into it. A lot of people have talked about that. Ron Paul used to talk about where the money that was being collected, the biggest bulk of it, never really ends up back here in this country at all. It's funding international banks all over the world, friends. And, there's some real serious questions. Now, Trump has a tax plan. Of course, there's others who've had tax plans. I think Bernie Sanders has one as well. And I haven't really looked into his too much. But, the situation is we are going to see some changes. See, I would disagree with Francis that all the BS will not be over after the election.
You're right about that. And, the biggest thing is that I think Obamacare is actually going to focus the IRS on everybody, because if you don't pay those premiums, they're going to come after you. And, even if they don't get you right away, it's going to just keep rolling over and rolling over. And when they get ready, they'll get after you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know what's going on with this whole thing with Trump and that IRS, but I would feel better if he could get a free and clear thing from the IRS before we get into all of this?
Yeah, that's going to be important, and of course they're going to try to get into all those things and stuff like that to look into this, and they're going to hold that over his head, of course. And that's down the road. This should probably be something coming up in around the summer, of course. It'll all depend as to how much momentum Trump has between now and then. He could have half the delegates he needs by tomorrow morning or more if he takes Florida and Ohio. I don't know. Is North Carolina, I guess maybe they are in the race tonight, and so a few others.
Let me tell you this. You know, you talk about Hillary Clinton being indicted.
Oh, yeah.
They can indict him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could do that, and they might come against him, of course, and that's what they'd like to do. The problem is, though, of course, IRS cases can drag on for a long time. And so, mm-hmm. like we've seen with what's going on with Hillary, I mean, these things may not come to a quick end. And, you know, the other problem is IRS is very unpopular right now with so many people because of what they've been doing, that it's almost a badge of honor. Yeah, Obamacare as well. And you're right about that. I know people who haven't paid or paid in or enrolled or anything like that, and they're finding out the tax, the lax tax, if you like, is going way up, higher and higher. These are young people, by the way, who don't really need health care, but, I mean, it's people don't know how they're getting sucked into that deal right now, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I don't want to keep up your time, but I just wanted to say that because I think the people are really not paying attention to all of the things that are going on. Okay, well, you have a good day, and thanks again.
So much. We appreciate Regina. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, we're glad to hear from people, of course. And, you know, nobody's a real fan of the IRS, of course. And
No. It's one of the most hated organizations on the face of the earth. And she does have a good point, because there are other things besides giving Trump money that can apply pressure to him. So we can't just, you know, blindly go into this thinking he's not controlled because he's not, you know, having some kind of pressure brought to bear, whether it's the IRS or blackmail or any number of other things. Who knows? It's really a crapshoot. I guess we'll see what happens with it. All we can do is take the information that's available to us and try to make the best, most educated decision possible and move forward in, quote, good faith. Yeah, like they're going to return that to us. And when it all blows up in our face, well, we have the right to get really pissed off. As Howard Beale said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And that was the epitaph on his gravestone, wasn't it? Something like that. I don't know. Howard Beale was a fictionary character, friends. But, yeah, that's the way a lot of people feel. Well, you know, I mean, you can talk about the Teflon Trump in some extent. You know, the thing is, I mean, you might think that an attack from the IRS might actually help him with everything that's going on right now. I mean, it seems like every attack that's coming against him is only emboldening people to even support it more, because they see, okay, you know, all this nonsense with these hired actors out there and they're stirring up these rallies and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, you find that traces back to people like Soros. Here's an international criminal, and all kinds of other organizations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, you know, I mean, it's not like whose kettle or pot is blacker in this situation, but it is an issue of, like, we've got a lot of people involved in this thing who are all kinds of criminals from all over the world. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say, isn't it? The IRS issue could become a very big issue probably later on in this race. Who knows? But then again, it might also be one of those things that makes people even more angry, because they're saying, we're tired of this system anyway. We've seen how it operates to target people. That's pretty evident. And if they're going to try to use it politically at this point, it might actually strengthen his numbers. Now, can you be elected president while the IRS is on your back? Well, maybe he can do the old thing that, remember Aaron Russo's film, Show Me the Law. Show me the law.
Yeah.
Where's the,
show
I mean?
Me the law. Well, I mean, that goes the same thing with Hillary Clinton being investigated for all the mishandling of classified information and treason and war crimes and all the other crap that she's been doing. Should she be in the election? Let's think about that. What is worse, somebody that might have tax problems or somebody that has betrayed the country and given aid and comfort to the enemy? Let me think about that for a minute. Well, no, never mind. I don't need to.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems there with the Clintons. Absolutely. They go way, way, way back. And I just wish the Democrats had better candidates this time. But, I mean, you know, this
all
is
by design.
It is what it is. You know, did Trump slip into the deck? You know, were they planning to do the left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right? They were playing their game, just like, you know, Professor Quigley said, Carol Quigley from Georgetown, that they move their agenda on the left side and then on the right side, just like your left and right leg move along. You know what I mean? In coordination. And did Trump see his opportunity and slip into the deck? And he is actually an anti-establishment candidate. And they didn't count on this at a very, very inappropriate time with his own money, of course. They can't cut him off. They can't control him with that. That's a question. Or is it just another giant psyop? A lot of people are paranoid. I don't blame them. It's very hard to discern, friends. And we know how, you know, mob thinking and mass mind groupthink works. It sweeps people along, doesn't it, Dave?
Oh, it does. We've been burned so many times with all of this. It's any wonder that anyone has any faith left at all.
Yeah, I can see why people are discouraged. I can see why they don't want to participate in some cases. And, you know, I remember working for broadcasting stations back in the 80s, as I told you about. And, I mean, I remember our sales manager came out. You know, our station wasn't doing really well. We were number three in the ratings. And, you know, he said, but we're going to have a good Christmas this year, thanks to the elections, thanks to Senator's Church and Senator Sims, you know, and all these other people. You know, I mean, we made a lot of money in the TV stations. You think it doesn't affect things? Of course it does. So, you know,
that was back.
Yeah. They spent a lot of money on television advertising. And today it's a little different. We have this thing called the internet, friends. And this is going to be interesting because the social media, the internet alternative, if you like, or independent media like us, we're out there. And we're not getting paid anything. We're just voicing our opinions. Hey, be right back after the break. Final segment coming up.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Sure, use some of your help if you want to keep us talking and doing what we can. Most of us who are talk show hosts are basically volunteer people here, just like you, feeling like we need to speak out and talk about some things, you know, try to make a positive change. And we've been effective in some areas. We see Monsanto and other companies starting to get the message that we don't like a lot of what they're doing. It's not the end of the, this is a big fight, friends. We're in a fight. You know, of course, the primaries are tonight. If you're in the States, I encourage you to go out and vote, because the sooner they can get rid of this primary course of this whole thing, the sooner I hope that the candidates will sit down and do the fireside chats and say, let me show you what our plan is. Let's talk about what we're wanting to do. The tax reform, the IRS reform. Already, Trump's got his free market health care plan that he's trying to put together, and look at the numbers on these things and see how well these ideas or solutions work. I'd rather be talking about ideas and solutions than candidates and personalities, I think. Wouldn't you, Dave?
Oh, much rather be talking about something useful like solutions, communication, gardening, power generation, any number of other things that actually make a difference, especially when the system and the grid fails, which it will. It's inevitable. It's coming. We don't know when. It's not an if. It is a when.
That could be a very hot summer. As a matter of fact, I talked to the fellow who helped put together my solar system for my house today. It works with a big company. You probably know who they are. And if you're interested in getting solar, now is the time to do it. Friends, they are going to start, the power companies are going to start charging you extra to install it. And they're even looking at the tax deductions and some of these things being changed that people are using. You can put solar on your roof and on your house. It doesn't cost you a dime. You know, it's a leasing situation, but you're just paying, the lease is what you're paying for power. And the company's got it pretty well figured out. You're going to save money. You get your first month free. And I'm not trying to promote this except for, you know, there are people out there. If you want to contact me, I'll explain it to you. I won't hook you into anything. You don't have to pay a dime. It's up to you. I'm very happy with my situation. We actually got our house refinanced and the panels were up there and it helped us on the refinancing, because I'm looking forward to the day when we have batteries and can get off the grid. And that's coming along. Tesla is developing home batteries. Maybe we're looking at sometime, possibly in the summer, where they may start to release some of these things. But, you can contact me at stevestarsradio@gmail.com. I'm not going to market you anything. That's a private email address. I'll just send you back a note, tell you what I'm working on or what you can, how to look into it. I will save you a month's power bill to start out with. And this time of year, when you're getting a lot of air conditioning, our power bill's been up around $120, $130. So that'll save you money right away. And you'll save money on the electricity that you're generating from your solar cells. This is the time to do it, because they're going to get booked up before too long. This company signs up like somebody every 2 minutes now. They're building all over the country. But power companies are going to say that if you don't get in under a certain period of time, they're going to charge you more for your power hookup and your interface and electrical online, downline, upload, download system. Eventually, they're going to start charging solar customers more, because, you see, it's only fair. It's only fair that since you produce your own power and you save a little money, we want to help everybody else that we're screwing already. That's their thinking. Seriously, that's what they're doing. Bad language, friends. Dave, stevestarsradio@gmail.com. If you want to contact me, I'll get back in touch with you. Dave, give us a send-off. How about, buddy?
Yeah, it's kind of a pity they aren't in Arkansas, at least not yet. That is definitely a good thing. And fair, they have no concept of that. That's obvious. Anyway, everybody, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and stay free.
Costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mud Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan. What's going on? Getting ready for the Free Your Mind Conference. Free Your Mind Conference. Got a lot scheduled for this conference. In fact, we're adding more speakers, if you can believe that. We just added another speaker today. And I'll tell you a little bit about him and what he does. Very interesting fellow, that Dennis McKenna, who's another speaker at the conference. Of course, he's the late Terrence McKenna's brother. He referred me to a guy by the name of Alexandre Tonos. Alexandre Tonos. Do you not know who Alexandre Tonos is? Well, he's been researching the esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound. That's a mouthful in itself. The esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound has been his life's work